Welcome back to In Depth for a second interview. I have Lacey Keel in the studio from Children's Cabinet. Lacey, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. I want to thank you for coming in. And Children's Cabinet, I actually kind of want to get your background. Because this is your first time kind of doing an interview like this, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so we've never met, so good to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
And what do you do with Children's Cabinet? What is your kind
I'm
of
a program. I'm a program director at the Children's Cabinet.
Oh, beautiful. So what program are we talking about?
So today we're going to be talking about the Mentoring Plus program.
Okay, cool. Because there's a lot of different facets when it comes to Children's Cabinet, is there not?
Yes, yes. We actually have a couple different offices. The office that I work out of is our FYI. It's Family, Youth, and Intervention Department.
Okay, very cool. So mentoring program, is this new or is this something you're just really getting started on?
So actually, this is a new program that we have adopted into the Children's Cabinet. It's a Mentoring Plus program. And so this program is designed to target youth between the ages of 16 and 17 years of age that are truly just wanting some more adult interaction and looking to gain a mentor.
Okay, very cool. So what kind of things does the mentor, I guess, do with the kids?
So we ask that our mentors sign up for a 12-month commitment. It's a very fun program, very unique to the area. This is a program that's designed to capture youth that, like I said, that are in need of a mentor, that added adult role model, and not very many mentor programs in the community offer it in such a wide age range. So again, we are offering it from 6 all the way up to 17 years of age. Mentors sign up for a 12-month commitment, and we ask that they meet with their mentee at least 4 hours a month. Okay. And this can be in all different facets via, you know, social media, text, but we really try to get meaningful matches.
Right.
So at the same time, we host monthly match events as well, and we also send out monthly newsletters to our matches with creative things going on in the community that they could attend.
Very cool. So it's almost got a Big Brothers Big Sisters vibe to it.
Very, very much so, yes. And we're actually linking up with Big Brothers Big Sisters and other mentor programs in the community to make sure that we can streamline and make sure that we have enough mentors and mentees to go around in the community.
Very cool. So when was this started?
This actually started in April of 2018.
Okay.
And we really kicked off right after school got back into session this fall.
Right on. So, mentees, I guess. Where do you find these kids? Are they already involved in Children's Cabinet, or do you kind of seek them out in the schools?
So right now, some of our mentees are currently involved in the Children's Cabinet, but we're really trying to reach out into the community and find youth that are in need. So we want to make sure that we're hitting all the different areas. We have gone out into the schools, so we've been getting a lot of referrals from Washoe County School District, Washoe County Social Services, our foster and independent living programs, and all over the community.
Cool. So, yeah, I mean, that's a wide swath of ages, too, 6 to 17.
Yes, that's what makes it very unique. A lot of the other programs are they either handle just young adults or just middle school or elementary school, and we try to hit all ages.
Very cool. So when it comes to mentors, are you looking for any and all who are kind of interested? Or?
Yes. The age requirement is that mentors need to be at least 18 years of age and 2 years older than their mentee.
Okay.
So really, we can even get young adults in college, young adults coming directly out of high school, and all the way up into our you know, grandparents that are just really looking to give back into the community.
Oh, that's very cool. And you could, I mean, for God's sake, you could have kids who are involved with Children's Cabinet who have become adults who might want to reach back into the community to help them.
Exactly. And we have been getting an interest into that, which has been a full circle situation. And it's very, very pleasing to
Fantastic.
See. Very rewarding.
Oh, I bet. And can you name, I mean, even if it's just off the top of your head, a ballpark figure of how many mentees and mentors you have right now?
Currently, we have about 25 matches.
Okay.
Our program goal is 75 matches by September of 2019.
Okay.
So that date is coming up. But we're actually hoping that we can go beyond that because we do see a need for it in the community.
Most definitely, yeah. I mean, one problem I think we have, biggest of all, is youth homelessness. So
correct.
I'm sure you probably encounter that a lot in your job.
Yes, and we were involved, obviously, in the point in time count that just wrapped up recently.
Yeah.
And so we really just want to make sure that all of our youth know that they have somebody that they can count on. And our mentors come to us seeking just that. They're seeking a young mind and a young individual that could really use the benefit of more guidance and direction in their life. All of our mentors come to us seeking that. They go through a complete background check paid for by the Children's Cabinet, and they're quality, upstanding community members.
Okay. So when it comes to kind of doing stuff with these kids, you can do whatever activity, or what do you
Correct.
Thinking?
We leave it open to the matches to kind of create a very organic match. So we want to make sure that our mentors are really met and matched with a mentee, and that that mentee is really able to get everything that they need personality, emotionally, and mentally from their mentor. So we might have a youth who's really interested in art, and we might match them with a, for instance, we have a mentor who owns a music studio. And so he's just was matched with a mentee in there. We're really hoping that they can get together and do some really creative stuff in the art studio.
That's really cool. Yeah, probably good to interact with them more. Like, it's nice to take them to a movie, but it might be good to do actually have an activity.
Correct.
That they get to like bond over.
Correct. We really want these, again, to be organic, but to be very, very meaningful matches.
Okay, very cool. Well, how can people sign up if they're interested?
So they can contact me directly at 352-8090. And then my cell phone number is 303-2286. And then they can also reach out to us directly on our website and or just calling the Children's Cabinet, which is located at 777 Sinclair Street. That's our FYI department.
Okay, awesome. So have you done any mentoring yourself?
Well, I also run a high school on site on our campus.
Oh, really?
And so I get to interact with our young individuals in the community quite a bit. Growing up, I had a mentor that really helped pave the way for where I'm at today. And I'm very grateful for that time that was spent with her. So I really do see mentoring as such a great, great concept. It's very healing to a lot of young minds and very healing to a lot of our mentors as well.
Fantastic. So other than the mentoring, are there any projects or programs you're currently working on that you wouldn't mind talking about? It's okay if you're just focused on this.
So right now, currently, I am just focused on this. We actually just wrapped up a wonderful book drive that we had for our high school. So I want to say thank you to all the community members that donated to that. And currently with the Children's Cabinet, we're expanding and looking for all new programs to introduce into the community and really help our young minds.
Cool. And actually, since we're on the subject of donating, is there anything you're looking for as far as the mentoring program goes, like objects or money or what have
you? So we're constantly looking for places and community agencies that don't mind hosting events.
Okay.
So for instance, paint nights, bowling nights. We are also looking, we really recognize our mentors and mentees. So if there's an agency out there that would like to contribute any gift cards or any fun things that we can recognize our matches with, that would be great as well.
Okay, very cool. So yeah, anyone who has a really cool space, an art studio, museum, what have you, if you want to get involved, you can definitely contact Children's Cabinet as well, all right?
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Very cool. Well then, Lacey Keel, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you for having me. It's been great.
You're very welcome.